Hello. I knew you were coming back. How? Well, you know being a dungeon master comes with some special powers, don't you? Actually, I noticed you forgot your bag of dice here, and I knew you were not going to go very far without your little treasure. Here it is. But, are you busy now? No, it's just that I have a surprise for you. I was going to tell you that before, but everyone left so quickly and I was a little... Never mind. Are you coming in? Great. Follow my lead, adventurer. It's cool to hang out with you, you know? Without having everyone else around. I mean, of course I like hanging out with them, but it's nice to have only the two of us for once. Ugh, this is only getting worse, isn't it? No, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine. So, did you like today's session? I still can't believe you enlarged yourself and then tried to suplex a freaking dragon. You got a natural 20. Why do you always defeat my scariest bosses in such ridiculous ways? Genius strategy? Ah, that shit had like a 90% chance of going wrong. You are a lucky bastard, that's what you are. Anyway, I'm glad you had fun too. With how stressful work is getting, it's nice to have a way of escaping to a different world every once in a while. What's the surprise? Oh, yeah, that. Silly me. Forgetting about the reason I brought you here. Okay. You are my most dedicated player. Always helping me with anything you can and making sure everyone is having fun. You also bring snacks, which I highly appreciate. And I didn't give you anything on your birthday this year, so I wanted to do a little thing for you as my way of saying thank you. A kind of special solo session? I promise it won't be super long. No, it's not D&D. Let's say it's something that I created for this occasion. Is that okay? All right. Please get comfy on the couch. I just need to get my notes here. Do you want something to eat? No? Okay, I think we're ready then. This is an urban scenario. It is a dark night with heavy rain. As you are walking through the streets, you notice you're probably not going to be able to get home safely like this. You need to find a safe place to stay. What are you going to do? It's hard to see, but you eventually recognize a familiar place, the home of an old friend. You couldn't warn her beforehand, but you're pretty sure she's going to be glad to help considering your situation. As you enter the building, you can finally put your umbrella down. You enter the elevator, and after a short while, you are in front of her door. You knock on it. She doesn't take very long to answer. She's wearing her typical casual look, nerdy glasses, and seems very happy to see you again, readily telling you to come in. You explain the whole situation. She says you can stay for as long as you want. You keep talking for a while, reminding yourselves of stories about the good old times. You notice, however, she seems to be hiding something. Make a charisma check, please. No. Inside the Pringles can. You know how that works. Interesting. When you mention this, she gets, a little embarrassed and says she has something for you. She takes a folded piece of paper out of her pocket and extends her arm and gives it to you. You open the paper and it reads, This is the seventh time I'm trying to write this. Every time I try to do it the normal way, I just stare at a blank paper for hours without doing anything, so I'll try to do it my way this time. You are to me what rage is to a barbarian, or what sneak attack is to a rogue. Every time I'm near you, I feel like I've rolled on the wild magic table and cast a fireball centered on myself. Your voice sounds like bardic inspiration for me. And each time you say something nice about me or hug me tight, I just freeze, like I've been affected by Hold Person. It makes me want to cast Time Stop and Permanence so I can spend forever in that moment with you. Hey, don't interrupt your GM. Let me finish. And you didn't need any enchantment spells to do any of that. You do it just by being you. And this amazing person you are. You didn't have to play a thief to steal my heart. And if I could be your girlfriend, I would be happier than a goblin after setting something on fire. I would never need a ring of warmth or a ring of protection to keep me safe. If I had a luck blade, I would use all three wishes asking to be with you, just to be sure that fate didn't try anything against us. And I always told you, I would like to be an adventurer in the real world. But then I took an arrow in the heart. From you. She closes the paper and starts staring at you. What are you going to do? Kiss her? She... I... Did that just happen? Please tell me I didn't faint and start hallucinating. Oh my god, this is real. I'm so sorry. My mouth is shaking. Actually, my entire body is shaking. Look at my hand. This was the only way I figured out so I could manage telling you this without freezing completely like an idiot. I was expecting you to think I'm a weirdo and say you only liked me as a friend or something. Not grab me and... kiss me. You want me to be more than your friend? Fuck. Can you let me stop and breathe for about 5 seconds before we keep going? This is really happening. What the hell? This is really happening. Oh, fine. Come here now. Remember that charisma check you rolled? It was definitely a nat 20. You don't know how happy I am right now. I was so afraid of being rejected. I like you so much, but I didn't want things to get weird between us, and I'm probably going to feel extremely stupid right now. But I need to know. Were you feeling the same thing for me all this time? Crap. Ugh. This means if I just had the courage to tell you this like 3 years ago, we could have... Why do I need to be like this? No, it's not your fault. Okay, fine. We're both idiots then, deal? Can we just finally enjoy each other's company the way we wanted now? Yeah. Just lie down on the couch with me and let me cuddle you? You feel so nice and warm. The time stop thing I mentioned earlier is even more true now. I want this moment to last forever. And you're such a good kisser, too. You know, we really didn't need to have waited that long, but it was still worth the wait after all. I'm so happy right now. And I hope you are, too. We also had the nerdiest first kiss any couple ever had, which I think is pretty fitting for us, to be honest. Do you want to sleep now, baby? You seem so tired. No, it's totally fine. I know this living in the real world thing can be very tiring. To be honest, my eyelids are starting to get heavy too. Here, let me hold you closer. Stroke your hair. Gently kiss your cheek. It's fine. You can use me as your pillow. I really don't mind. Actually, you look so cute like this. We can talk better about everything tomorrow, okay? I'll be the happiest girl in the world for waking up at your side. Before we sleep, though, I just want to say one thing. This was definitely the best gaming night ever. Good night, sleepyhead.